The right way is the way that works. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The right way is the way that works. Now, we've been having a demonstration for ourselves on bringing our mind in balance, bringing our attitude in balance, bringing our body in harmony and balance. And we've been using a small exercise that guides us in doing this. It's from Tai Chi, Kung Fu, Herb Byerly. That's what it's from, really, Herb Byerly.
Sure.
But my name's not Tai Chi or Kung Fu, and so it's not so exciting. But maybe I should change my name to Stick in the Mud, or Peanut Butter, or something like that. Okay, now, I've been telling everyone here that if you will stand up, each time you stand up, and lift your knee, and then not swing your leg, but move your leg anywhere from 3 to 10 times, and then do the other leg the same way. Now, what would you think it meant? Now, I would think that it would mean that you would swing your leg from, you move your leg from side to side. Now, some of you think it's like kicking a football. You know, you're throwing your leg forward and back and forward and back. Some of you think that you're sort of using your leg like a pendulum hanging out there, and you're just swinging it around and letting it float around like that. But the program is not that. The program is very defined, very definite, and very specific. The program is where you stand on one foot, lift your knee, and then purposefully move your leg, your foot, from left to right, not just the foot, that's the calf as well as the foot, up to the knee, you know, from left to right. You just don't take your foot and go back and forth. That's not accomplishing what you can accomplish. But you take your whole calf and your foot and everything, and gently and purposefully move it to the right, move it to the left, move it to the right, move it to the left. If you do it quickly, then the momentum of your movement moves your leg, and you are not consciously doing it. And you are not building a conscious reservoir of balance and harmony in your inner ear and in your brain and in your mind, and it is not as beneficial. No. I tell you this, and I tell you that it works. And then you go and you attend a Tai Chi class or a Kung Fu class or some other Oriental art class, and the teacher says, this is what you do. Now, the teacher has an idea that they are doing it right. But the teacher is wrong. The teacher is teaching you what they interpreted their teacher was teaching them. And their teacher who was teaching them was being taught by their teacher who was teaching them. And it goes on back quite a number of generations. And so, what is the real way of doing it? Now, the real way of doing it is a way that brings results. All subsequent ways of doing it are self-discipline, but not bringing the great results to the balance and harmony of the mind. And the reason that they don't bring the great results of the balance and harmony of the mind is that you are getting your bloated nothingness in the way of the activity. You're getting your mental attitude of what is right and what should be done and how it should be done and what's the purpose of it and stuff like that. Whereas the real purpose of moving your foot from left to right and not only your foot, your leg, is that you are causing your mental apparatus to be in charge of the movement of your leg, in charge of the movement of your foot, in charge of the movement of every one of your thought ideas that are being sent down from your brain to your leg to move it gently, purposely. It's not swish, 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 you know, because that doesn't accomplish anything. You are just going on the momentum of the movement, and you're not getting the great benefit that comes from the concentration. Now, the concentration can be done with one movement, left and right, and you have accomplished it. But most of us need more. We need from 3 to 4 to 10. And the reason that we need from 3 to 4 to 10 is that we are manipulating our leg and telling it how it's to be and how it's to be formed. And we feel our leg. We feel what's going on down there. And because we feel what's going on down there, then we are mentally down there manipulating our leg. And the more we move our leg in its perfect harmony, in its perfect right action, the less we know that we're doing it. And the less we know that we're doing it, the more that our consciousness, our mind itself, our brain, if you will, is absolutely doing this activity. Now, what happens when you just gently do something? You feel at peace. When you gently just sit there and say, and take a deep breath and let it out, and just sit there and relax, what do you feel? You feel peace. All right, now, that's the same type of peace you want to have in moving your leg, but it's through a different procedure. And the procedure is the one that the Oriental arts attempt to teach. But we saw the movie, whatever it was called, something about a cartoon movie on Kung Fu or something, and the panda bear was the Kung Fu master. And in the whole thing, there was a tremendous lot of fighting and violence and quick movements and great skills being exercised by the participants. And the greatest skill that was not being exercised by the participants was the skill of humility. Each thought they were magnificent. Each thought they were good. Each thought they were the best. And they were exquisite in doing whatever they were taught to do. But they never learned the humility. Now, I tell you, the movie had 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of tremendous beings. And the first generation was the old master. And the old master was just being himself and having fun. And he was not doing any violence. He was not doing any ugliness at all. And he helped guide each of the participants that came to him to be at peace with themselves. But he had his student, who was the teacher of these people, of these beings. And his student felt violence and speed and amazingness was the important thing. Well, now, if any of you have ever studied any martial arts or any of these things, you find that the true teacher of, let's say, Kung Fu, teaches you not to beat your opponent, but to be untouched by your opponent. To be not there when your opponent comes to the space that you formerly held. You just are not there. You're like invisible to him, and yet you're very much there. But everything he does, he cannot touch you, because you are master of yourself. And as you are master of yourself, then you are master of whatever game you want to play. So all of the violence of these sub-masters who worked on the third generation level, they were truly exquisite physical beings, you might say, although their particular bodies were not any evidence of their exquisite being. And then along comes generation 4, which is a very significant generation, and that's the generation of the fat little panda, who felt that he had a calling to do something inside himself, but he didn't know what it was. And he felt that his father was a duck, and his father said he's his son, because he adopted the panda when he was a young baby, and he raised the panda to be a noodle cooker, to cook noodles and serve them as a meal. And he cooked very good meals. Well, the panda was at a point where his father was going to tell him the secret ingredient of the noodles that made the noodles so very good. Well, it was delayed. It was delayed in telling him. And the panda went through many gyrations in the process. And then, finally, the people came to realize that the panda is supposed to be the savior that they're for them. And so, the first master teacher said, there is the scroll that has all the secrets of being the greatest of any being you could ever be. And the scroll was up over a pool that was, you know, quite difficult to get to, and no one could get to it. Well, at the point that he got it, he got the scroll. And they played games with the scroll until he finally opened it. And when he opened it, he found the scroll was blank. And he said, "This is blank. You know, how can that teach me anything?" And it was a little shiny. You could sort of see his reflection in him. But it was blank. And that's the point. It was blank. And the master said, "I can only presume that it is to teaching us to believe in ourselves, to know that all the game is within ourselves." And so this went on, and it was blank. And the panda did a good job of being a savior for his people. And then he talked with his father. And his father says, "Now you are ready to know the secret of our noodles." And the panda says, "Yes, Dad, yes." And he said to the panda, "There is no secret. The secret is that people think we have a secret, but there is no secret. There's no secret ingredient. There's no secret nothingness. It's just that we make it with all of our heart." And the story is involved. If it had left out all the violence that it had, it would have been quite remarkable. It's a philosophical piece. But there was so much violence that it attracted all the violent type people. Maybe it was trying to say to the violent type people, "Calm down, you know." But if it was, you don't fight fire with fire. Sometimes you do, but most of the time you don't. Now, you each have the opportunity of taking this one simple exercise, this one simple kung fu exercise, if you want to call it that, this one simple exercise, and come to perfect balance and perfect harmony in your body. And that is by lifting your knee from a single leg standing position, obviously, and purposefully moving your foot and calf to the left and to the right. Not the order doesn't matter, but you just moved it back and forth from 3 to 10 times. And then you do that for 1 week. Every single time you get up, every time you get up from the bathroom, the toilet, from the shower, every time you get up, every time you do anything, and you do that for 1 week, and you will find that you have gained that skill, and you have gained that gift, and you have gained that measure of magic that puts you into the field of being a supermaster. And if you're ready for that, that's how you do it. If you're not ready for that, then you'll continue being just whatever you think you are right now. So, put your mind on whatever you want. The choice is yours. This is what an absolute philosopher does. He takes the beautiful concepts he gets, and he goes back to the origin of it, simplistic origin of it, without all the mumbo-jumbo, without all the confusion, and then he puts it into practice in his life. And then he has no idea that he's a master. He has no idea that he's a genius. He has no idea that he's beautiful or handsome or whatever. He just is what he is. Have a lovely evening and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.